What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why is a four-leaf clover considered lucky? Because it's rare? If that's true, then every time your toady friend picked up a check would make them lucky too.
And we both know that's not the case.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. Jason B. Takafin will step up and in and join us. So the NHL season is done. And, you know, the ratings were pretty good, actually, right? So people are watching it, but they've got it. We can't be playing hockey this late, man. Like, basically, I'm sitting here sweating my ass off right now. You know, I'm watching hockey. I'm thinking, man, like it's basically like, you know, like I remember seeing, you know, Guy Lafleur. I used to go to the Stanley Cup parade all the time. It was always in May, like late May. Now, like basically we're going to have Stanley Cup parades in July now at this point. And like there really is, the off season is minimal in the NHL, right? Like the draft is next week and they're hardcore, man, the NHL. Like you know, the season just ended. Like, look, a lot of the other teams haven't played in a little while now, but the season just ended. You're going to have the draft, and the NHL have, like, it's not a summer league, but they actually should. There's an idea for the National Hockey League. They actually should have a summer league. I don't know why they don't. Because what they'll do is they'll have like mini tournaments, basically. Like, the teams do it themselves. You know what I mean? Like the Canadians, the Leafs and the Senators and, you know what I mean? Whatever, the Bruins or something. Like, there'll be four teams and, you know, they'll have like a mini tournament. It's for the rookies and stuff like that and, you know, guys, developmental guys, etc. People would watch it, right? Like, people who like hockey love hockey, right? Like, it's a niche. It's growing, but, you know, obviously people who love hockey, they would watch it. Like the NHL Summer League, but... whatever, they don't really have much of an off season. You know what I mean? They have the draft, boom, they have these little rookie camps, and basically in like September, like there's preseason games. Like the NHL play a lot of preseason games. Like they don't just play like four games, right? So like September there's preseason hockey. Like August there's training camp. Like it's pretty relentless, this stuff. That's what, you know, that's why it catches up when you play a lot. But, you know, we saw the same thing years ago when the LA Kings were really good. Right? Remember the Kings? They won a couple of cups. The Kings were always going deep in the playoffs. Same with the Blackhawks. And what happened? Like, after you, all those guys are all like tired, like for life. You know what I mean? Like, none of those players have ever really been the same since that. And it'll be the same thing now for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like, we talked about the Colorado Avalanche, and, you know, their future is bright just because they've got young players. Right? I mean, you know, Cale Makar's their new star player, and he's only 23 years old. As far as Tampa is concerned, like, Tampa will not be back in the Cup next year type deal. Like, this is the end of the line. Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. SiriusXM Channel 159, a Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. We've been puck heavy so far tonight because it was the Stanley Cup Finals. Congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. Shout out to everybody tuning in Denver right now that are partying it up, and rightfully so. It's been 20-plus years. It's hard to believe, actually. Like, a team like Colorado, like, you know, I mean, if you didn't know it was 21 years, like if somebody said, you know, has Colorado won, you'd be like, yeah. Like, they're one of the best franchises in the National Hockey League. They've been incredibly consistent. They've had a few down years, but they're, you know, incredibly consistent for the most part. Passionate fan base. Great hockey market. Great hockey city. We talked about this. Maybe we'll get Frank on. Frank Schwab, he's actually in Denver from Yahoo Sports. But we were talking about it's rare in an American city that have that they are the city that that has every team. You know what I mean? Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, NFL, etc. Like, you know, like the St. Louis Blues are popular, but you know what I mean. The Cardinals are, like, you know what I mean. It's a Cardinal town. Yeah, Pete, the Broncos are the kingpins, but, like, the Colorado Avalanche are more popular than the Nuggets are, and they're more popular than the Rockies are. And the Rockies just frustrate their fans and upset them all the time. The Nuggets are, you know, the Nuggets do their thing and stuff, but it's a passionate fan base. Passionate, it's a great hockey market, great city. Great city. I see why, you know, players want to play there. And the Stanley Cup parade is going to be lit. The question is, are the Broncos, are they going to have a Super Bowl parade now they got Russell Wilson? I don't think so. So listen, Jason B. Tackett's going to step up, and then we'll talk. We'll get into some baseball. We'll get into some CFL and USFL football in Level 3 with Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. USFL championship game is set. Canton, Ohio. Birmingham got it done, and my apologies. I told you guys I love the under of that game. It went over by like 3-4 points. Depending, you know, the total came all the way down to 42. From the 44.5, everybody was hammering the under, and it ended up getting there. There were, like, pick sixes and fumbles and this and that. Things kind of got crazy. All right, we'll get you caught up to date with what's going on in the world of Major League Baseball. Jason B. Tackett, Ian Cameron, and more in the Late Night Anger Management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Game covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Gabriel Morenci. SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. So Jason B. Tackett will join us in the next segment. We'll talk some baseball with Jason. We'll get into some baseball in a moment here as well. But as far as the National Hockey League is concerned, so the Stanley Cup has been won. The party has begun in Denver. Colorado Avalanche players getting lit right now. They go 16-4. In the playoffs. So one thing, though, I wanted to bring up here. Now, listen, this is pretty cruel, but the thing is, at least he's won before. He's won in the past, and he's won gold medals, so it's not like he's never won before. But how about Corey Perry? Corey Perry has lost the Stanley Cup final 3 years in a row. It's amazing. It's crazy. Like, he was on the Dallas Stars. So 3 years ago, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Dallas Stars in the finals. Corey Perry was on the Dallas Stars. Then Corey Perry goes to Montreal. He signs with the Montreal Canadiens. The Montreal Canadiens make it to the Stanley Cup Finals last year and lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning. So he loses 2 years in a row to the Lightning, and then he joins the Lightning. He joins the Lightning, goes to the Stanley Cup Finals, and loses to the Colorado Avalanche. So, in other words, my prediction is Corey Perry's going to sign a deal with the Colorado Avalanche, right? And the Colorado Avalanche will lose in the Stanley Cup Finals next year. Like, basically, like, you don't want Corey Perry on your team. It's good news, bad news. Good news, bad news. Corey Perry's on your team. You're going to the Stanley Cup Finals, but you're going to lose. Man, 3 years in a row. That's rough. 3 years in a row losing. Like, he looked pretty distraught tonight, too. Like, out of all the Lightning, the Lightning players are not taking this very well. Like, I the sound was down. I just saw Stamkos talking. It looked like, you know what I mean? He had, you know, his eyes were red and watery, and you could tell, I don't know, there were tears in the room type thing. I did hear John Cooper after the game. And Cooper's had a good point in which he said, you know, number one, he said they didn't think they were going to lose tonight, because he was asked what did you say to the team after the game, and he goes, well, it's not like I had a losing speech ready for them or anything like that. He goes, we didn't think we were going to lose the game tonight, right? He goes, we thought we would win. So he goes, it's not like I prepared any speech. But he goes, it's hard. He goes, we haven't lost in 3 years, right? He goes, so the feeling, and, you know, it's just, you know, they're not used to it, right? It's the first time in 3 years that they've lost, so they're kind of devastated, but they'll look back on this. Like, Cooper has already seemed resigned. Listen, Cooper seemed resigned the other night. That, you know, it was a hell of a run. It's so hard to do what we did. So he, you know, he seemed to be prepared for this. The players seem to be a little bit more rattled and shocked right now. But, hey, it is what it is. Colorado were the better team. Right? Colorado were the better team. It was one of those deals where Tampa were hanging around just due to their grit and the experience that they had and stuff. But all in all, Colorado were the better. They were the better team. The better team won the cup. They won it convincingly. They go 16-4. Hell of a run for the Colorado Avalanche. And credit to Joe Sakic as well, right? So Joe Sakic, a real winner as a player. Now, you know, winner as putting this together. So congratulations to Joe Sakic. And how about Lehkonen? So Lehkonen was on the Montreal Canadiens last year, and he lost in the Stanley Cup, and he's on Colorado now, and he just won. So he went to two cups in a row, but he's getting a ring. It's not easy to win the Stanley Cup. Like, it really is. They call it the toughest trophy in sports to win. It's not easy. I'm not, listen, you know, you look at a Super Bowl, right? If you have home field advantage, you get, like, the bye and stuff. You're only playing two games, right? You play two games, boom, you go to the Super Bowl. You're playing three playoff games. The NBA is a grind as well. It's hard to win four series, but the National Hockey League, it's even tougher because of the physicality of the sport. They play every 2 days. Like, you know, like, guys lose, like, you know, 20 pounds, man, and stuff. Like, you know, these guys, like, what, they're just draining. It's hot as hell outside. It's humid everywhere, right? The arenas are really, really, really hot. Even the air conditioning can't save your ass, like, when it's this hot at this time. You're playing hockey in the middle of the summer here. You got 20,000 people in the arena. It's draining. And the players are flying around everywhere. They're going to travel, going back and forth everywhere. It's a freaking grind in the National Hockey League. Like, I just sort of, when I saw the Colorado Avalanche team picture, like, when they did their shot with the cup, like, I was just thinking about, like, all the hard work that went into that. Like, and I'm not an Avs fan, but, yeah, I was, like, I was proud for them. I'm like, man, these guys, they worked real hard. Like, Nate McKinnon is this guy. All he cared about was winning a Stanley Cup. All right, and he wins. Landeskog, same thing, all business. What's pretty crazy, too, makes me feel, in a way, like I haven't done enough with my life. Right? But I was just thinking, I dropped the puck at a Kitchener Ranger Guelph Storm hockey game about, 15 years ago, 17 years ago, whenever it was. It was a while ago. Yes, well, it was when Landeskog wasn't in the league yet. So Gabriel Landeskog was on the Kitchener Rangers. Drew Doughty was on the Guelph Storm. Now, Drew Doughty was not the captain, though, of Guelph. I think he was an assistant. Because I would have remembered, I said what's up to Drew Doughty, but I don't think I shook his hand. But I did shake Landeskog's hand, so I dropped the puck. And Landeskog was the Landeskog was the captain, right? So you shake the captain's hand. So I dropped the puck at the game. I was the honorary guest. I dropped the puck. And it's crazy to think. Like, Landeskog was a kid there then, and now, man, he looks like a grizzled old man and stuff, and he's a Stanley Cup champion. And I'm thinking, wow, man, this, you know, it wasn't handed to him, man. You know, man, he's there. He was as a kid. He's worked his way through, you know, the National Hockey League. Real solid professional player. That's the thing with the Avs. Like, they've got solid, like, really, they've got some really good players. And Cale Makar is just unbelievable. Like we said earlier, okay, listen, people are comparing him to Bobby Orr, but the thing is, the people who are comparing him to Bobby Orr have the right to do it because no, younger people don't even know Bobby Orr, right? A lot of people didn't see Bobby Orr. So when you get the Bobby Orr comparisons, it's actually being done by people, the older players that have seen Bobby Orr. And I said at the time, well, let's slow down with the Bobby Orr stuff, but I don't know, just let's see Cale do this for a couple of more years. But, I mean, what he did, he just won the Conn Smythe. He just won the MVP at 23 years old. And first, you know, youngest defenseman to do this since Bobby Orr. I mean, this guy really, you know, I mean, this guy is just unbelievable. And the scary part is he's going to get better. He's just a kid still. He's going to get better still, Cale Makar. And you know, but like I said, as far as Tampa's concerned, their run is done. It's not like, oh, they'll be back next year and stuff. Like, it'll catch up to them. Like, they were playing on adrenaline. And the thing is, they didn't win the cup right now, but they still freaking just played a million games again. So it's even worse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I was Tampa, if you're Tampa, you would have been better off just getting swept in the first round. Right, and honestly, I'm not just saying that, but it's true. You would have been better off just losing right away early. You get the rest and stuff.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play. For free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's sort of like Tom Brady. You know that Tom Brady has played two full years of playoff games. So think about that. Like, he's played 2 years. He's played, like, 32 playoff games, this guy. I think it's 33 now. I remember coming into the play. I think it's 32 or 33. So it's basically, he's played two full seasons. Like, think about that. Like, he plays the seasons and then add all the playoff games that he's played. That's another 2 years of football. It's insane. It catches up. Jason B. Tackett for next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. This is Sports Ridge. I am Gable Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing down on Sirius XM channel 159, a mightier 1090 ESPN radio. Let's talk baseball with the former minor league executive of the year, a three-time champion with the Vancouver Canadiens, the Toronto Blue Jays A-ball affiliate, Jason B. Tackett steps up and in. Jason, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing tonight?
So normally we say there's a ton going on in baseball, but here, the great things about baseball, or at least the news, is off the field or non-balls and strikes. It is absolutely mayhem, all the drama that has happened.
Well, it's been a crazy week this week, and there's a lot of stuff I want to throw at you. But first things first, let's start off with the New York Yankees, because is it just me, or does Aaron Judge hit a game-winning home run every day? Like, I see the headline, Judge hits walk-off home run, and I'm thinking, well, you guys still have it up from 2 days ago. It's like, no, he did it again, and he does it again, he does it again and again and again, this guy.
In a game they should have lost, in a game they were down by a field goal in both games, in a game that they were getting no hit this past Sunday through five innings, and maybe even the sixth inning. You know, firstly, it's really interesting that because of the lockout, is Major Baseball doing arbitration now during the year? It is an incredible monkey wrench. I personally hate arbitration. I like the fact that some players win off of it and they have the opportunity to be able to literally go to court with their numbers to get paid better. But I don't like the fact that they essentially have their team telling them why they're not worth it. I just don't like that aspect. But if there was ever a dramatic scenario, it's the Astros coming into town against the Yankees. That is the best rivalry in baseball right now. Not historically, that's the best rivalry in baseball right now. There is still some bad blood from 2017 and onward. The Astros give up an enormous lead on Thursday. Judge wins the game. And then on Friday, he goes to arbitration. And right before, they shake hands and say, let's meet in the middle. He is interviewed after the game and saying, you know, now that you guys meet in the middle, do you think this is going to help you guys moving forward? He says, no. They go out, get no hit Saturday. And today, they should have lost by three. He comes in, walk off, three-run home run, all four games in Yankee Stadium. It is unbelievable drama. Those are the two best teams in the American League. It does not get better than that.
What do you think happens now with Aaron Judge? Like, how much does it go up to right now? Because other teams are going to come in pretty big, right? The reports were that the Yankees offered 225. Like, is it 350 now, 400? Like, they were way, I mean, in hindsight, 225 was way on the light end of this. But let's be real, bro. He hasn't been healthy before. So I understand the Yankees saying, listen, we're not going to offer this guy $400 million or something. But here we are right now. You know, there's talk about the Angels. He grew up, of course, a Giant fan. There's talk about the Giants, that the Giants are going to be all in on this. I know the Angels players were joking with him last week, sort of wink-wink type stuff about, hey, yeah, maybe, right? Maybe. What do you think happens with Judge?
You and I talked about it when he rejected that deal, and I even tweeted it, and I say I tweeted because I'm not the biggest tweeter, but I don't think he wants to stay. And I don't think you turn down $225 million. He turned 30 in April. You don't turn down that
point, because at the time, that was a good deal that they offered him, right? Because he's never done what he's doing right now. So, yeah, you're right.
He has only played more than 100 games four times in his career, right? And that was he played the most games he's ever played in when he was one Rookie of the Year and had the MVP stolen from him in 2017. He is injury prone-ish. Right, he is going to be 31 when that contract starts. I'm going to give you a team right now that let's just keep on the back burner, because there's a superstar player who is compared to every other great is just sitting there in the NL East, and he leads the league in walks, and he had protection, and that protection after winning a World Series in 2019 went to Anaheim, or the Los Angeles, Angels of Anaheim, Washington. They are rebuilding right now. They have made great trades. Kiebert Ruiz, Josiah Gray. That owner, by the way, cuts them checks. He is not afraid of spending money, ranging from Jason Worth to Max Scherzer to Strasburg to he went, year to year with Harper. That was not cheap with arbitration because of how good Harper was. They are not. They spend a lot of money. Keep an eye on that team. Juan Soto leads the league in walks, and they need some protection, and there's no better protection than Aaron Judge. They have Victor Robles in center field, albeit he's not a very good hitter. He is an excellent center fielder. That is a team to keep an eye on because, again, they spend a lot of money. Patrick Corbin, 6 years, 144. They spend a lot of money. They're not afraid to write the check.
Jason B. Takafin kicking with us. One of the stranger stories of the week this week, although nothing strange with Daniel Snyder, is that Mark Lerner, did you see this story? That Daniel Snyder told employees to pour milk in awkward places in the luxury suite of Mark Lerner so it would smell like rotten milk and sour milk when he went there. Like, what kind of operation are they running there, man? I guess nothing really surprises me anymore when we talk about the Washington football team. But I found it interesting that even Snyder's even a scumbag to local owners as well.
Yeah, it's unusual. It's very different. The precedent that I always use is when Major League Baseball took over the LA Dodgers with McCourt when he was subsidizing his divorce through the early payments of local TV money in 2012, is they were ruining the quote-unquote Major League Baseball aspect of it with one of their tentpole organizations. If that's a precedent, football obviously has a much higher threshold for what they allow their owners to do, ranging from the Colts owner to the, when he got a DUI, like the owners really, really run the show more than anything in football. And you have to wonder, like, the Washington football team or the Commanders, they are a tentpole franchise. They are super important. They have one of the largest, strongest fan base, and it is gone. Like, you watch their home games against division rivals, it is all Eagles fans. It is all Giants fans. It is all Cowboys fans.
It's a train wreck. It's literally, there's literal, sewage falling on fans at games. They're literally getting, pissed on, for lack of a better term.
Literally.
Literally. The team is bad. The stadium is bad. The owner is bad. It's just wow. See, that was just a little side note as far as the Washington Nationals are concerned. So if you think the Nationals, as part of this rebuild, because like you said, in the past, they haven't been scared to spend money. So it's not like they're not an operation that doesn't want to spend money. They're rebuilding right now, but you think they're going to jump back in here and start throwing money at people again?
I think so. I think it would be good if they, let's say, they're going to sign Judge, and then they would deal with Soto, whatever comes first, chicken or the egg. Maybe they'll just, Soto would want to stay if they show the money. Maybe they'll have to give $1 billion in contracts, the two of them. And I'm not kidding, by the way. I think when you look at, so the thing is, Aaron Judge plays for the New York Yankees, but make no mistake, this is not the New York Yankees in asterisks of spending money with free agents. If George Steinbrenner was around, Aaron Judge would have gotten whatever he wanted because he said, this is a great baseball player. I have a lot of money. My network is worth $2 billion. Yankee fans deserve this. Here's your check. Let's get this done. This is silly. We're not playing hardball here. But his sons are accountants. Brian Cashman plays hardball. He has played hardball with Derek Jeter. He's played hardball with Alex Rodriguez.
Cashman doesn't seem to like paying. He doesn't like it even. And it's not even his money. You're right.
I thought it was really weird when he came out and put a dollar value on what Aaron Judge turned down. He tried to shame him, which I don't think that went over very well with a lot of people because it made it seem like it really took away Aaron Judge from civilization. Well, look at this guy. He's not one of us.
You're right. They're trying to make him the villain with the New York fans, weren't they?
Right.
Hey, we offered him the money. He doesn't want to be here. It's on him, right?
Yeah. Listen, nothing I can do. We tried. And I'll tell you this. Aaron Judge is very loved in New York. I don't like comparing to, Jeter-esque or Paul O'Neill-esque or, Mariano Rivera. He's not that loved because he hasn't won 4 rings in 5 years. You're not compared. But if there was a guy who, by the way, who is as loved as anybody in that era, it's Judge and CC Sabathia, I think, are those guys from the post-dynasty where you can identify them as capital Y Yankees. And I would be shocked if he stayed, to be honest with you. I don't think that's a fixable situation. Yeah, he would have stayed. You could make it work if you wanted to with all that money, but he said no. And he's playing really well, and his team is playing really well, and he will let the Yankees watch him walk. He could go anywhere, like you said, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Red Sox, the Nationals. By the way, there's a new owner with the Mets down the road. Can you imagine that offseason? I will tell you this. That would be must-watch TV at the winter meetings, one of the first winter meetings post-COVID in 3 years when everyone's going to be back. And if Steve Cohen lands Aaron Judge, it is going to be, I will never forget this scene. It was the last day of the winter meetings in 2011 when Albert Pujols signed with the Angels. Everybody was checking it. The place erupted. I mean, everybody from Kevin Millar on TV to people that were checking out of the hotel to people eating lunch. It was a massive noise. It felt like you were at a game. And if they can pull that off, make no mistake, Aaron Judge is going to – he's going to work like he's going to play this. If they can pull that off, especially winter meetings, it will create it would make a great rivalry, Mets and Yankees, even better and even more sort of ripe.
One thing about Steve Cohen, listen, he spent money. He spent money on Max Scherzer, but we really haven't seen the tsunami yet, right? Really haven't seen his effect. And I know some other owners are kind of scared that, we talked about it during the lockout, when basically everything was almost about him, when he basically said, you want me to pay you guys? You want me to cut you guys a check so we can start playing since you're so scared to compete, basically, and spend money? But I'll be interested to see. And I'll tell you what, if Judge signs with the Mets, he won't be very popular with Yankee fans anymore. I'll tell you that much. But there's a big drama coming. You're right.
I don't think Yankee fans would blame him. If he wins an MVP this year, and let's say the Yankees do not win a World Series, but they play, maybe they get to the World Series, and he just walks.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
He's like, okay,
right. They'll blame Cashman. They'll blame Cashman.
They'll blame the owner, dude, but you guys inherited this franchise from a guy who did everything.
Because you have enough money to pay him. Like, money, that's the whole thing. Money should not be ever a question if you're a Yankee fan. Hold on, Jason. We'll save this. We'll get this on the other side. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. We're talking baseball with Jason B. Takafin right now. And a lot of stuff to get to. So let's get into the brawl. Let's get into the brawl between the Mariners and the Angels. So on Saturday night, Mike Trout nearly got hit. All right? Like a pitch around the head. You know, he nearly got hit in the head. Then Julio Rodriguez nearly got hit in the head. Finally, then Jesse Winker got hit with the pitch. So finally, they raised it up a notch, and Winker got hit with the pitch, and then all hell broke loose. Who's right? Who's wrong? What's your take, Jason?
So Mike Trout's the franchise. He's the literal person who sells tickets. The Angels pre-COVID got 3 million fans per year. That is literally all Mike Trout. The team hasn't been bad. He is also one of, you know, he is a great teammate. He is, you know, he is as good as it gets. I don't think it merited this massive brawl. They did hit Winker in the second in the second inning today, and then Winker kind of started it. It was a very unusual move by the Angels because they could have just said, okay, whatever, it's the, you know, we're not going to sort of turn this into a big thing. We're not, this isn't necessarily worth it. Not that Trout's not worth it. That was as good of a fight as you will see. That is a, that was a hockey-like fight. I actually tweeted that it was one of the best five hockey fights I've ever seen. And, you know, I did not remember the Braves-Padres fight. It is the second best baseball fight I've seen. When you factor in, this was the second inning. This wasn't in the eighth inning or the fifth or the sixth or a culmination or one rogue player. There were a lot of guys throwing punches. There were about four. There was nine ejections in the second inning, including the starter for the Angels. I think baseball has to come down hard on Phil Nevin, the manager of the Angels, because they were issued a warning and they had to throw him out. And I think by you know, you are the manager of the team. That is your responsibility. But I also think they have to look at, do you want guys like J.P. Crawford and Winker, like, do you want that aspect of, I'm going to use the term violence, but like, do you want those fights in the game? Do you punish them because they came out swinging? This wasn't a baseball fight where there's pushing and shoving and everyone's kind of just like...
No, it was hockey style, like where they really went over the rail of the dugout and stuff. Like they were
fighting.
They were all around for swinging. How much do you think, though, you have two teams here, bro, that are very frustrated, right? The Angels have all this talent. They had a great start. They fire their manager. It's just, it's been a frustrating season. Meanwhile, you and I have talked a lot about Seattle, longest postseason drought in professional sports. Expectations were pretty high for the Mariners coming into this year. You've got two frustrated baseball teams that just threw down right now. And I guess, you know, but I want to say also, that, you know, maybe to bring these teams together, sometimes this is what it takes, right? That's another thing as well that, hey, everyone's frustrated. Everyone wants to throw a punch right now, and let's see what happens moving forward after this.
Yeah, I mean, you could be – you are right in that these are probably the two most disappointing teams in baseball, certainly in the
– Definitely right up there. You would
say, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, I think the two – they are not even 500. The Rays are – you know, you can – you know, you can split hairs. I agree with you. It's also the third game of a series. It's really hot. It's late June. Like, there's a lot of different factors. I think it's also very easy to let emotions get in the way. The Mariners had won five straight, though. And it's an interesting decision that they made to kind of – it's one thing if they would have done this when they were struggling, when they lost a series in late May to Oakland, and they, you know, they had sort of a after May 25th, they lost to the A's and they were 18-27. That's where you have a fight, this come together moment, this team bonding experience. Yet they were sort of creeping back up and they were sort of winning games and they, you know, they looked like they could turn a corner. At the very least, they had won another series against a division opponent. And that's why I was sort of surprised that they went in on this. But again, it's a very cool team building event. Hopefully, as someone who took the over with the Mariners and who took them to make the playoffs, I hope it does work for them. And I do want them to break the streak. I want to go to a game. I want to go to a playoff game at Safeco or whatever it's called. I think it's T-Mobile. Like I want to see those fans deserve playoff baseball.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. Now, the Mariners are a very streaky team, right? This is what they'll do. They'll lose 7 of 8, and then they'll win 6 in a row, and then they'll lose, right? This is what they've been doing for years.
It's unusual, and yes, they've had injuries. I'm not the biggest excuse guy. You know, their manager, Scott Servais, is very interesting because he's been managing the team since 2016. They have not made the playoffs. That's a very long time to manage a team in any professional sport without making the playoff. Yes, baseball has the lowest percentage of teams that make the playoffs, but he does have a 90-win season. He has an 89-win season. He's got an 86-win season. And Scott Servais is very close with Jerry DePoto, who's the general manager of the Mariners, right? They played together. Also, Scott Servais knows the business side. He was director of player development with the Rangers. He was assistant general manager with the Angels. He knows the ins and outs of the game. I don't think he is necessarily the capital P problem, but it is very unusual for an organization to stay with the same manager that has not won, not made the playoffs, and they are struggling early in the year. It actually is, you know, we talked about Don Mattingly a couple weeks ago. He at the very least made the playoffs once in the COVID year, right? That's it. He will not be back last year. We read the Kim Ng, when she extended the contract in his contract for 1 year. It sounded like, you know, she was making a decision on, you know, ordering pizza and not extending a manager. The quote was the most, you know, they just did not. They will not be. He won't be the manager next year. But you got to wonder about Scott Servais too. I mean, you have to think if he's going to be there now while they are struggling, then they are going to sink or swim with him. And I mentioned he does have a few good seasons. They did not make the playoffs, but he seems to be the guy there.
Jason B. Takafin kicking it with us. So, Jason. Not every bet I make is a smart one, but this one is looking pretty good right now. When I jumped in on the Boston Red Sox to make the playoffs at plus 185, so I got them at plus 185. It's currently now minus 240 for the Red Sox to make the playoffs. And we all know that they stumbled out of the gate, Boston. They were 10-19. So they were 10-19. Since they were 10-19, they're 32-12.
Yeah.
32-12. Only the Yankees have been better since that point. And just for the record, like barely 33-13 type of thing. So it's right there. So, you know, after that 10-19 start, the Red Sox, I guess the first month, let's call it, after the first, you know, take away the first month of the season, the Red Sox have been the best team in baseball. Are you buying in? Are you fully bought in here yet? Because I know you were sort of, you didn't see this coming. You were reluctant to believe that this is real, but where are you at now with this team?
I think it's real. You know, they have their three stars. Devers, Rafael Devers, JD Martinez, and Xander Bogaerts, they are, you know, 2-3-4 in batting average. Rafael Devers is probably second or third for MVP. He's after, I would say, Judge and Otani. He's first in hits. He's first in total bases. He's first in doubles. He's fourth in batting average, or third in batting average. They are for real. Also, their pitching, which was seen as a sore spot, or at the very least, a massive gap, it is very, very good. Trevor Story has turned around after a very early after early struggles. I'm going to say that we don't put the Red Sox because of baseball, because the Red Sox spent a lot in 2004 and they were seen as like the evil empire with the Yankees. They're very San Antonio Spurs-like, as in they've won 4 championships, 04, 07, 13, and 18. That spans a few eras. Obviously with the Spurs, there was Tim Duncan and Popovich. The main pieces here are John Henry. Like the owner, like he is probably the best owner in sports, and you have to sort of give him props. Yes, there's the whole Mookie Betts thing, but we have to start talking about the Red Sox as one of the best organizations in North American sports, maybe in North American sports, certainly professional, because they're supposed to be rebuilding. Like they were supposed to take a step back. They went to Game 6 of the ALCS last year. It seemed like they caught lightning in a bottle, And it seemed like they were going to regress. They go out and they spend $140 million on Trevor Story. They have Chris Sale, who is supposed to be coming back. They're an excellent organization. It reminds me a little bit of the Giants last year, where they also had this like 40-8 run, but they gained like a game on the Dodgers, and they were in that shadow. The Yankees have only lost two series all year, and they're amazing.
That's unbelievable.
They are unbelievable. Yes, the Yankees are amazingly healthy. I think they've only had two games that have been started. Their five starters have started every game except for two games this year. That is very unusual. But at the same time, you look at teams that go very far. 2004 Red Sox also had five starters. There's a lot of teams. You know, 2005 White Sox also had those five horses. Same kind of setup, where you have your Mark Burley is the guy, but then you have Contreras and Vasquez and like Garland in the back. Like, there's horses everywhere in that lineup, and not to mention the Yankees have a great bullpen. It's really amazing how good they are.
Boston Red Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays, big time series here.
Yeah.
Big time series now. So there's been a lot of talk about the Yankees in this division. Red Sox are putting it together. What's your take on where the Blue Jays are at right now? I mean, look, they're 8 games over .500, but you get the feeling that they've never really, really fully gone on a, like, they haven't really gone on a run.
No,
right? You know what I mean? The season, you can't say it's been a bad year, but you know what I mean? They haven't, there hasn't been that, oh boy, man, Blue Jays are on fire, right? Yeah. They're just sort of, they're like, they win two, they lose one, they lose two, they win three. It's just sort of, they're just sort of cruising along, but they're going to need to dig down deep and do better. It's a big series for them.
Them, like the Baltimore Orioles, by the way, are 2 games over .500 since the end of game 20. And the Blue Jays just got off to a better start. I'm going to repeat that. Them, the Blue Jays, like the Baltimore Orioles, are 2 games over .500 since they finished game 20.
Wow.
You are 100% right. And Gabe, the reason why is because last year, Marcus Semien, 7.0 war. Bichette, Vlad, Robbie Ray won MVP. And every other year, Vlad Guerrero wins MVP. Obviously, Ohtani won it. They were stars. They were players of the week. The highlights were very bold. You know, Vlad's slumping per his standard. He's almost regressed to a little bit below, you know, he's at the 2019, 2020 levels. Bo Bichette's a very average player. He is tied for sixth in total errors also. He is an average player at the plate. Teoscar Hernandez is struggling. That said, they're still on pace to be over 91.5 games. I actually think that with all the hype they had, it's good that they're in the shadow of the Yankees. Let them make the playoffs. They made a big trade for Chapman. I think they're going to be very aggressive at the deadline. They should be. It's very good. They're losing games that are very clear what they need, and it's very clear they need back-end pitching. Ryu is out for the year and out for next year. Kikuchi is just not getting it done. Barrios is struggling also, at least relative to signing a 7-year extension. They're probably going to go out and get be very aggressive with pitching. I still believe in them. I still think Vlad is like a very Juan Soto type, where like he touches the ball and it goes everywhere. He could put up an OPS of 1,500 over a month by just being there, and he's in orbit. He actually reminds me of Joe Thornton. Everybody, like everyone's numbers increase around him by 20-30%.
Jason B. Takafin with us. So, Jason, we got about a minute left here. You know, when I put the Red Sox bet in, I also talked about the White Sox. And the White Sox, the Red Sox, yes, to make the playoffs at +185. And the White Sox were +165 not to make the playoffs. Even right now, you can get +120. It was +125. It's +120 right now. That the White Sox do not make the playoffs. They're not making the playoffs. I don't think they're making the playoffs. That's the future bet that I'll throw out for everybody here. We got 30 seconds. You got a bet you want to share with anybody? Anything you're up to on the way out here?
I still like Julio Rodriguez to win Rookie of the Year. I took him at FanDuel for +350. He was very highly regarded. He's been the proverbial best prospect in minor league baseball since Wander Franco. I know it's a little bit different. Abby Rutschman.
He's -130 right now. That's what it is now.
It's still very good value. Jeremy Pena is very good, but he is injured. Julio Rodriguez is getting better. He had a very slow start. He is cranking it up. His OPS is over 1,000 in the last 14 games. He is also tops in the American League in stolen bases, and the media wants to get back to traditional baseball. Stolen bases is the way to do it. He's a very Francisco Lindor, big smile, very lovable.
I like to play at -130. We're up against it here. We're in the ninth.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps, head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Jason B. Tackerfin. Where can people find you, Jason?
At Jason B. Tackerfin. Gabe, thanks so much for having me.
Always a pleasure, my man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
3 minute warning, level two. This is Sports Ridge. Thanks to Jason B. Tackerfin for kicking at us with us on the program here tonight. And, you know, I don't understand this. We're just talking about the Chicago White Sox, and it was plus 165 to the no. Like, this White Sox team, they're not very good, right? They're overrated, and I thought it was crazy value. So, it was probably about 3 weeks ago, about a month ago. We talked about both Sox teams. I said, look at the Boston Red Sox are plus 185 to make the playoffs. And I said, I think they will make the playoffs compared to, like, look who they're competing with. And since we put that bet in, the Red Sox have been scorching. Right? Red Sox, actually, it's unbelievable. These guys were 32-12 since their 10-19 start. Right? Only the Yankees are 33-13 since then. Right, like, so when we talk about how dominant the Yankees are, the Red Sox are right there after the first, they struggled in the first month. So we got that bet in, and we talked about the White Sox as well. And I said, Red Sox, yes. White Sox, no. Now, the thing with the White Sox to make the playoffs, they're not going to make the playoffs as a wild card. So they can make the playoffs. They need to win a division. So I don't know if the sports books thought, well, the Twins aren't great and Cleveland aren't great, so that the White Sox are going to win this thing. But we're getting to the point of the year now that it's getting real. Like, the month of July, we'll learn about the White Sox. But me personally, I don't think things are going to get better. I think they'll just stay the same. Like, I don't think, like, the White Sox have some massive run coming in them. And you can still get plus 120 right now that the White Sox do not make the playoffs. Plus 120, current price. This is Sports Rage. And it's your rage. Bring it.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.